From Philadelphia and Warner Brothers Boyd Theater, Veneman presents Double or Nothing. Yes, just three little words. Double or Nothing. The quiz with the $100 question presented by Veneman, the modern chewing gum laxative. Music by Nat Brusiloff, songs by Frank Forrest, and our master of ceremonies, John Reed King.
Thank you, and thank you, Aloys Avrilla. Double or Nothing, in cooperation with Warner Brothers, dedicates this program to that great American humorist and symbol of American youth, Mark Twain. This week marks the 34th anniversary of his death, but more than ever, his great stories serve as an inspiration to American men and women. Warner Brothers have made a new film, The Adventures of Mark Twain, and starring Frederick March in the title role, it will reach your favorite movie house soon. Now, Frank Forrest?
Hi, John. Here in our Philadelphia audience are gathered some 2,000 boy and girl students, representing 13 Pennsylvania universities and colleges, and men and women in uniform. From these, we have selected a group of typical young Americans as our contestants, the kind of kids that Mark Twain inspired, the kind of kids who are helping to win this war. But first, our special guest, one of motion picture industry's truly great pioneers, the producer of The Adventures of Mark Twain, Mr. Jesse L. Lasky.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks very much. You know, I'm often asked why I've chosen to bring Mark Twain to the screen in this time of world turmoil. Well, I think Mark Twain himself has the answer. Against the assault of laughter, he wrote, nothing can stand. Yes, healthy, cleansing humor has always marked our American progress. And Mark Twain, that lovable, warm-hearted, deeply American man, was a great humorist. But beneath the surface of his delightful wit, there is an undercurrent of pride and joy in his beloved country. And so in this picture, The Adventures of Mark Twain, we tried to show him for what he was, even beyond the charming storyteller of Mississippi Tales, of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, a great citizen of our land who, in the course of an amazing, colorful career, said many things which are repeated stirringly and beautifully by Frederick March, who brings Mark Twain so vividly to life in this picture. We know when you see Mark Twain on the screen, the lovable, familiar figure you all know so well, you will agree with Mark himself that the reports of his death have been greatly exaggerated.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jesse Lasky. And now, let's have Fiedemann's first contestant coming right over here to the microphone wearing a uniform of the United States Army. Go!
How are you, Mr. King?
What's your name?
Private First Class Herbert Spielman.
I see. What are you doing right now, Private?
I'm stationed at the University of Pennsylvania.
We got some pen students here. Good. What are you studying over there?
I'm studying Hindustani, the major language of India. Shukriya.
I beg your pardon? Are you married?
I said thank you.
Are you married?
No, sir. I'm single.
You're single. All right. Start screaming, girls. It's all right. Now, look, our Fiedemann Double or Nothing Grand Slam question. One question we ask of all the contestants, and the nearest correct reply wins a wonderful surprise prize. The question is, how many people in the USA go to the movies every week? And remember, if a person goes more than once a week, we count that as another paid admission and another person. What would you say, Private Spielman?
I'd say about 70 million people.
Stop trembling. Everything's all right.
I'm not trembling.
You know, it's wonderful the way we're speeding up college courses nowadays. I heard about one student who left study hall for a pack of cigarettes and missed his entire junior year. It was terrible. But, our Freedom at Double or Nothing session starts with five questions, each worth $5. If you get one wrong, that's where you stop winning money. But if you get all five right for $25, you can, if you want to, try to double your money, not once but twice, double or nothing, for that big $100 prize. He crosses his fingers. Here we go. Our session for you is about famous quotations and Mark Twain. You must tell us whether or not Mark Twain said these lines. For $5, was it Mark Twain who said, every time a school was closed, a jail was opened? Yes or no? Mark Twain?
Yes.
It was. Good for you. Yes, sir. $5. You have five. You want to try for another Fiedemann five, Private Spielman?
I'd like to try for five.
All right,
more.
Here we go. Here's the next one. Was it Mark Twain who said, what this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar? Yes or no?
No.
If you're right, Private Spielman, he said no. By the way, we have bought for you the largest cigar that we could buy in Philadelphia. It's all lighted. Private Spielman, do you smoke?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Good. He's taking a puff. All right. Say, speaking of nickels as we were for those cigars, it reminds me that I'm saving all the money that I can to pay my income tax. I've got the amount saved up. Now I've got to borrow some to live on, but it doesn't matter. You have $10. You want to try for another Phenom and Five?
I would.
You would, Private. You better not smoke on that cigar. It'll knock you out. Here we go.
I'm knocked out already, sir.
All right, Private. Here we go. Was it Mark Twain who said, if you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door? Yes or no?
Let me think about that.
Sure.
Could you repeat it, please?
Yes, sir. If you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. Yes or no, Private Spielman?
I'll say no.
You're absolutely right. It was not Mark Twain. Good. You have 15. You want to try for another Phenom and Five?
I'll try.
All right, here we go. For another Phenom and Five, listen very carefully to this. Was it Mark Twain who said, the ornament of a house is the friends that frequent it? Yes or no? Shh. Please don't prompt from the audience. What would you say, Private Spielman?
It'll only be a guess.
Yeah, what would you say?
I'll say yes.
You're right. Good for you. All right. You have 21 cars here on the Super Quad. Shakes his head yes. All right. Here
I'll
we
try.
Go. Was it Mark Twain who said, people are more fun than anybody? Yes or no? People are more fun than anybody.
No.
It was not Mark Twain. Good for you. You've got 25. $25. You want to sit down with that or you want to stay in fire for the Phenom and 50, double or nothing? How about it, audience? What do you think?
I'll try.
Good try. All right. Here we go. Was it Mark Twain who said, my books are water, those of great genius are wine, everybody drinks water? Yes or no? Mark Twain, my books are water, those of great genius are wine, everybody drinks water. Did Mark Twain say that for the Phenom and 50?
Will you repeat it once again?
Sure will, brother. We'll take all that. My books are water, those of great genius are wine, everybody drinks water. Was it Mark Twain who said that?
I'll say yes.
You're right. From Phenom and 50. Good. You got the Phenom and 50. You want to sit down with that or you want to stay around for the double troubler and the $100 prize? What do you say, Private Spielman?
What do you say, 3305th?
What do you think? What do you think? You want to sit down with the Phenom and 50 or drive for the $100? What is it, Private? Time's running short here. What do you say? Huh? What do you say?
I'll take the 50.
You'll take the 50. All right, the Phenom and 50. Thank you. Right here we have it. The Phenom and 50. Right there we are. Our next contestant is coming over, a team of two. Coming over right now. A team coming right over. Two college boys right over here to the microphone. What are your names, fellas?
Jim Clark,
where are you from?
Temple University.
And what was the other fellow's name?
St. Joe's College.
St. Joe's, what was your name? I didn't get that.
Bill Collins.
All right, here we go. Our Phenom and Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. How many people in the USA go to the movies every week? Mr. Collins, what would you say?
I should say 80 million.
80 million? What would you say, Mr. Clark?
4 million.
4 million. Things are getting bad everywhere. Now, our Phenom and Double or Nothing session for you is musical. Nat Brusiloff and the orchestra will play songs that mention the names of rivers. You have to name the river. For $5, what river is it in this song? Listen. What do you say, fellas?
Blue Danube,
right. $5. Good. You want to try for another Phenom and Five? All right, here we go. What's the name of the river in this song? Listen carefully. That's all right. We have all the time, fellas. Round once more, boys. What's the name of this song? You didn't get it that time, I know. All right.
Ohio.
Down by the Ohio. Good. Another Phenom and Five. You have 10 so far. Do you want to try for another Phenom and Five?
Yes,
all
sir.
All right, what river is this? Listen carefully. Mark and Paul speaking. Take your time, fellas. You're all the time in the world. What do you think it is? What's the name of the river? Oh, it's a very popular tune. Right on the microphone.
20.
20 is right. Yes, sir. You've got 15. You want to try for another Phenom and Five?
Yep.
All right, what river in this song? Listen very carefully.
Moonlight on the Ganges.
Yes, good for you. You're doing fine. You collect 20. You're getting closer to the $100 prize. What is the name of this river on the next Phenom and Five?
Missouri.
Wait in the microphone.
What? Missouri Waltz.
Missouri Waltz. Good for you. Good. All right. You have the 25 collected. You want to sit down with the 25 or you want to try for the Phenom and 50? Double or nothing. What'll it be, fellas?
We'll go on.
What's the name of this river in this song? It's an old-time favorite. Bet you the folks listening in know this one. Keep quiet here.
Take your time, fellas. What's the name of the river in this song?
Sounds Irish.
It is Irish, yes. They're thinking. Either of you Irishmen?
Yes, sir.
What's the name of that river then? Right in the microphone.
Morning or something.
No, sir,
like
it's
that,
not the Blarney. Do you know? $50, the Peterman 50. What is it?
Come on, Phyllis.
Huh? Oh, please.
Can we please have just a little bit more?
Yeah, sure, play a little bit more then. What's the name of that river, that Irish river? You have one more chance. What do you think? Singing it for us. You know, I'm sorry, it's where the River Shannon flows, but stick around, you might have won in the Grand Slam question. Thank you very much. Uh-oh, the telephone. There we are. Yes? Hello? Yes, he's here. It's for you, Alois.
Oh, all right. Thank you, John. Hello, this is Alois Evelyn speaking. Oh, you want the name of that delicious modern chewing on laxative you hear so much about? Why, madam, it's Phenamint. What's that? Oh, you wonder if your children would take Phenamint without making a fuss? Oh, why, children are glad to take Mindy candy-coated Phenamint when they need it. It tastes so good that people who like good gum are bound to like it. Oh, yes, indeed. And that's only one of the reasons why millions of up-to-date folks turn to Phenamint. Yeah, and here's the one that's even more important. The fine medicine in Phenamint is most effective because you chew it. Oh, you can easily see why. You know how chewing your food thoroughly helps it digest properly and do you the most good? Yes, well, Phenamint works on a similar principle. Chewing Phenamint readies its medicine to give you the greatest benefit, allows it to enter the digestive system gently and gradually. Yes, so when you or anyone else in your family is headachy and out of sorts because a laxative is needed, chew minty delicious Phenamint exactly as directed on the package and feel like a million again. Oh, that's right, ma'am. Yes, just ask your druggist for Phenamint, the tasty modern laxative you chew like gum. Oh, you're welcome. Goodbye.
That's all, Nomaloys. And now Phenomen's next contestant is a young lady coming over wearing a flowered dress. What is your name, please?
Virginia Gaskell.
Where are you from?
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester, Massachusetts. Well, welcome. Good. All right. That's the spirit. Virginia, what college are you going to?
Beaver College.
Beaver College. Well, good. Beavers. Well. All right. Our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. How many people in the USA go to the movies every week?
I should say about 45 million.
45 million, all right. What will you do with $100 if you win it?
Give lots of presents.
Give lots of presents? Uh-huh. Be generous. Well, good. By the way, since you're a student, have you ever read the 5-foot shelf of books?
No, I haven't.
Well, we wanted to try to get some, but we just couldn't pick them up here in a hurry. So we're giving you instead the Phenomen 5-foot shelf, a 5-foot board right there. Buy some books for us, okay? All right, here we go. Our Phenomen Double or Nothing... We'll save it for you, Virginia. our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you deals with Mark Twain's books. Phenomen will pay you $5 apiece if you can name 5 books by Mark Twain. I have the $5 bills right here. Ready, go. 5 books.
The Prince and the Pauper.
$5 bill. Another Phenomen 5.
The Innocents Abroad.
That's right. Another Phenomen 5.
Tom Sawyer Detective.
That's 15. Another Phenomen 5.
Tom Sawyer.
What's the full name of that book?
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Yes, sir. Right there we are. You've got 20 so far. Can you give me another name? I'll give you 20 more seconds to get another
name. The Tramp Abroad.
The Tramp Abroad. Is that right? That is right. Go on. You've got $25 right there. Now... Do you want to sit down and read those bills, those $25? You want to stay and try to double your money into the Phenomen 50, double or nothing. What'll it be, Miss Gaskell?
I'll try for the 50.
All right! Here we go. $50, the Phenomen 50. The question is, Mark Twain's real name was Samuel L. Clemens. Did the middle initial L stand for the name Lloyd, Larrabee, Langhorn, or Lerner?
Langhorn
is right! Yes, the Phenomen 50. So there we have the Phenomen 50. You want to sit down with that, or you want to try to double it with a double troubler into the $100 prize? Double the money. What are you going to be?
I'll be foolish and try for the 100.
You'll be foolish? Well, I hope you have good luck. Here is the $100. I'll hold it up to inspire you. The question is, Mark Twain invested a fortune, approximately $190,000, in an invention that proved to be a costly failure. A similar machine can be found and used today in many of our big cities. It was known as... What kind of a machine was it? Mark Twain invested a fortune in approximately $190,000, not your $100 here if you win it, but $190,000 in an invention that proved to be a costly failure. A similar machine can be found in use today in many of our big cities. What was the machine?
Was it some sort of a printing machine?
You're getting awful warm, though.
In a publishing house. I know he lost a lot of money in Charles L. Webster's publishing house.
Do you know exactly what type of a thing it was? You've got the front door of the publishing house open. Now, what is it? Huh? Please don't prompt from the audience. What is it? What type of machine was it? You'll find it in a publishing house. Yes, ma'am.
Some sort of a typewriter?
It was a typesetting machine. $100. You almost made it there. Hey, Frank Forrest. Frank, tell me, who's next?
Oh, Fiedemann wants you to meet a movie starlet from New Hope, Pennsylvania. She played the romantic lead in the Henry Aldrich films. What few girls would have the courage to do, she did. She gave up a promising screen career, joined the waves, and is back in Philadelphia. Not as a glamour girl, but as an apprentice seaman. Here she is, lovely Joan Mortimer.
How do you do, Miss Mortimer? I take it you've just joined the waves, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
When do you go?
I leave on May the 4th.
Well, what are you going to do after the war, Miss Mortimer? Back to pictures?
That's right, I'm going right back to my career.
So you've joined the waves. Well, by the way, we have an extra prize for you. A pair of lovely water wings right here. Make you very seaworthy, you'll find out. Now look, our Freedom of Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. How many people in the USA go to the movies every week? What would you say?
I should say about 90 million people.
About 90 million people, all right. You know, I met a wave here today who wore a very unusual identification bracelet. I turned it over and on the back were engraved the words, "Hands off, she's mine, Harry." But anyway, our Phenom and Double or Nothing session for you takes us to the movies verbally. I will give you currently popular movie titles about the war, and Phenom wants you to tell us what army, war event, or fighting force each is connected with. For example, for $5, the picture North Star deals with what part of this war?
The German invasion of Russia.
That is right. Good for you. All right, there's the pie. You want to try for another piece of pie?
Sir.
All right, here we go. The picture Gung-Ho has to do with what fighting force on what island?
Carson's Raiders on Macon Island.
You're right. Good for you. Let's try for another Phenom and Five. All right, here we go. You're getting close to that $100 prize, too. The movie The Moon is Down deals with what people in this war?
The Germans and Norwegians.
That is right. The Norwegian resistance to the Germans. You want to try for another Phenom and Five?
Yes, sir.
She's holding on to the water wings, too. All right, here we go. The picture Action in the North Atlantic deals with convoys going to what place?
To Russia,
right. More mass than Russia. Oh, you have $20 already. Miss Mortimer, would you like to try for another five from Fiedemann?
Yes, I think I would.
All right, here we go. The picture in our time tells about another nation resisting the Nazis. What people do the resisting in this picture in our time?
The Poles.
Good for you. $25 from Fiedemann. You want to sit down with the 25 or you want to stay and try to double it into the Fiedemann 50? What do you think?
I think I'd like to try.
You'd like to try. All right, here we go. The picture of the Purple Heart has to do with what famous incident of this war?
It was the incident of the flyers going over Tokyo.
Bombing of Tokyo. Yes, good for you. The Fiedemann 50 is yours. All right, there we have the Fiedemann 50. You want to go home with that? We want to try to double it with a double trouble and make it 100. What do you say, audience? What do you think?
All right, I'll try.
You want to try?
Yes.
You really want to try?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The picture Passage to Marseille has to do with what force operating out of what country?
The prisoners on one of the islands outside of France. They're trying to get back to their land.
Did you see this picture?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Did you go by yourself?
Yes.
All right. Well, go on. I'm sorry.
Well, they were convicts who were Frenchmen who were trying to get back to France.
Well, that's right, for $100. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Martin. Good. And another coming right up here. We have a spar coming up and also a college boy. What is your name, ma'am? Right close to the microphone.
May Edmonds, Seaman First Class.
And are you married?
I'm married, yes.
What? Where's your husband?
My husband is teaching Navy Diesel School.
I see. And what is the young man's name over here?
Phil Baker.
Phil...
Ba-
I see. I understand that you're a war veteran.
That's right. I have an honorable discharge, medical discharge from the Army.
How old are you?
20.
20. All right, here we go. Our Phenom and Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. How many people in the USA go to the movies every week? Seaman First Class Edmund, what would you say?
110 million.
And, Phil, what would you say?
I'll say 100 million.
You say 100 million, all right? Here we go with our Phenom and Double or Nothing session for you. It sends us on the trail of another big $100 prize. More Mark Twain items for $5 was the name of the pauper in Mark Twain's famous story, The Prince and the Pauper, Huckleberry Finn.
No.
It was not good. All right. All right, you want to try for another Phenom and five? You have five? All right, they both shake their heads.
Sure, we
yes.
do.
All right. Was the book Roughing It by Mark Twain a story about Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders or about the West?
It was about a story about the West.
You're right. You have $10. You want to try for another Phenom and five?
Yeah, we'll try.
All right, here we go. Which of these characters were not in books by Mark Twain? Becky Thatcher, Aunt Polly, Puddin'head Wilson, Penrod and Sam, and Injun Joe. Miss Edmonds, what would you say?
Oh, will you repeat that?
Sure. Becky Thatcher, Aunt Polly, Puddin'head Wilson, Penrod and Sam, and Injun Joe. Which ones were not...
Penrod and Sam.
You're right. Good for you. You've got another Phenom and five. You've got 15. You want to try for another Phenom and five? All right, here we go. Right or wrong, one of our greatest generals, Robert E. Lee, was immortalized in a wonderful biography by Mark Twain. White or wrong? White or wrong? Right or wrong? Yeah, all right.
You better take.
Huh? What do you think?
Wrong.
You're absolutely right. That is wrong.
You're doing
he immortalized in the You have 20. You want to try for another five from Phenom and?
Yes, we'll try.
All right, here we go. Right or wrong, Mark Twain.
She's doing all the talking.
He's doing all the talking, you bet. All right, here we go. Mark Twain was born and died when Halley's Comet appeared briefly in the sky. Right or wrong?
That's very true.
That's very
true.
Good
for
you. That's 25 for Phenom. You want to sit down at 25? You want to try to double it for the Phenom 50? What do you say?
We'll take a chance.
Double or nothing. All right. Does the name Mark Twain really mean two furlongs?
It was the way they had of measuring but the...
Does it mean two furlongs?
No, it means two fathoms.
Ah, you're right. Good for you. Phenom and 50. You want to sit down with... He's doing all the talking. Yeah, all right. You want to sit down with the Phenom and 50 here?
So
or you want to try for
no,
the...
No,
you
want to try it again.
You want to try it? All right. You've got the Phenom and 50. Here we go. For $100, double or nothing. You can hold the 50. Yeah, all right.
Can I have my hands a little bit?
Mark Twain received degrees from many universities. Can you name two of the universities for $100?
He received a Doctor of Literature from Oxford University in England,
right.
And he received a degree from Yale, as well as the University of Missouri.
Right. You're right! $100!
All right.
And now, a man with a message. The microphone is yours, Aloys Avrilla.
Thank you, John Reed King. Friends, you know how a chain letter travels. A few people send it to their friends who pass it along to their friends. And before long, it reaches millions. Well, that's exactly how the good news about Phenom is going the rounds. People are so happy to discover this wonderfully pleasant chewing gum way to take a laxative that they tell their friends about it, with the result that millions of moderns turn to Phenom. I hope you'll try it next time you're logy and listless because a laxative is needed. You know, you can take tasty Phenom at any time of day and exactly as directed on the package. The first few minutes of chewing gives you its effective medicine, but you can continue to enjoy chewing it as long as you like. If, like many others, you prefer to take a laxative at night, simply chew Phenom at a few minutes before bedtime. Sleep undisturbed, feel like a million next morning. Buy Phenom in one of the five money-saving package sizes the very next time you're at the drugstore, won't you? Then you'll have it when you need it. Make note of the name, F-E-E-N-A-M-I-N-T, Phenomint, the minty candy-coated modern laxative you chew like gum.
That's very excellent advice, Aloys. Back to the microphone, your favorite singer and mine, Frank Forrest, in the popular romantic ballad, Amor, Amor, Amor.
Amor, amor, amor. Nasceu de ti, nasceu de mim, dá-lhe a esperança. Amor, amor, amor. Nasceu de ti as palavras tuas, nasceu de l'alma. Sentir que tus besos son eterno en mí, igual que palomas me hallarás de luz. So perché mi spesso sei che talenti affiando tus labios la signora la cruz. Amor, 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 nació di ti, nació di mi, della speranza. Amor, 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 nació de día para la sal, nació del alma. La speranza, amor, 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 nació de días para las tas, nació del alma. Sentir que tus peces andinaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que los peces se quedaron en ti, haciendo tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, 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 nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, 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 nació de ti. Para los dos, nació del alma. Amor, amor.
Very nice going. Very nice singing, Frank Forrest. And now let's get the answer to the Grand Slam question. We ask this as our Feeneman Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. How many people in the USA go to the movies every week? Counting each paid admission is another person going. The correct reply, 94 million people go to the movies every week here in the USA. One lady was only 4 million away from the right answer. The young lady who has just joined the waves, Miss Joan Mortimer. Good for you. Good for you, Miss Mortimer. And you won an extra prize from Feeneman, the Double or Nothing Grand Slam surprise prize, $50 in cash more. Good for you, man. Thank you very much. And there you have it, listeners. Three little words, double or nothing. Frank Forrest, Nat Brusiloff, Aloy Zavrilla, and yours truly, John Reed King, want to take this opportunity to thank Warner Brothers for helping make possible our swell visit to Philadelphia. Remember, the new film, The Adventures of Mark Twain, starring Frederick March, will open here at the Boyd Theater on May 4th and across the country in 200 other theaters soon. Join us again next week when we climb aboard a New York, New Haven, and Hartford Express to visit New Haven and put on our Feeneman quiz show for that company's war-working railroad employees.
Acid indigestion strikes without warning may get you down with heartburn, sour stomach, headache when you least expect it. Be ready with quick relief. Get tasty chewing gum chews.
Chews looks and tastes like delicious candy-coated chewing gum. You can chew it anytime, wherever you are.
Chews gives you three active medicines which doctors often prescribe for too much stomach acid.
Chews quickly soothes upset acid stomach.
Chews quickly eases heartburn.
Chews helps you feel better fast when acid indigestion strikes.
You get 10 minty candy-coated chews for only 10 cents. And your money back if chews isn't the tastiest, fastest anti-acid relief you've ever known. Ask your druggist for chews, C-H-O-O-Z. This is Mutual.